The Joker's Utility Belt. Batman and Robin.
One evening, a weird, ear-splitting laugh pierces the stillness of a Gotham City museum. The Joker, that harlequin of hate, strikes again.
So they failed to include me in this Hall of Fame, eh? That'll just cost them their new jewel collection.
The sign on the wall reads, Gotham Museum of Modern Art, Comedians Hall of Fame. And the sign on the base of the statue reads, Chaplain.
The jewels are in the next gallery, boss.
But then comes an unwelcome surprise for the Joker in the persons of Batman and Robin, the ever-vigilant lawmen.
The sign on the building reads, Knoxborough Jewel Display.
Going somewhere, Joker?
You bet he is. Right to jail.
Batman again. Always my nemesis.
And as a fierce battle rages...
A good fight, Joker, but you're finished now.
Suddenly, the large painting overhead is jarred from its hook and comes crashing down on Batman.
Batman! Batman, are you all right?
A rare stroke of luck.
Grab them.
Take them to the hideout, quickly. I want to toy with them.
A moment later.
All right, you two, get moving.
Whisper. Robin, they've forgotten we have our utility belts. I'm going to use the gas pellets. Be ready with your nose filters.
Suddenly.
I hate the sight of guns, don't you, Robin?
Gas. I've got to get out of here.
And later.
Too bad we couldn't get the Joker, too. But the day wasn't entirely wasted.
I'll bet the Joker's plenty mad. What a blunder. Forgetting about our utility belt.
How right Robin is. At that very moment, in the jewel room of the notorious crime clown's hideout.
Another project of mine upset because of Batman and that confounded utility belt.
That belt is Moya, boss. It gives Batman the edge all the time.
The signs read, Knoxborough Jewel Collection. Reserved.
Abruptly, an idea comes to the Joker, turning his wrath to wicked joy.
The edge, eh? You've given me an idea. Why not a utility belt for me, the Joker? My own kind of utility belt. Then I'll have the edge.
And the next day...
What's cooking, boss?
My utility belt. It's almost finished. Here, have a cigarette while you watch.
In the next moment...
Hey, an exploding cigarette. What gives, boss?
That's one of the gadgets for my belt. Batman may use scientific devices, but the Joker uses jokes and trick novelties.
I see you're getting together a lot of trick stuff, Joker. But what's that cork for? Is that going to be in your belt, an ordinary bottle cork?
That cork is the most important unit in my belt. It will prove the undoing of Batman and Robin.
A few days later, as two top Gotham City crime lords meet with the Joker, supposedly to plan a master crime.
What is this? A double cross? Put down those guns.
The joke's on you, Joker. This is a holdup, and we're taking you for everything you got.
He's clean, champ. No weapons. None of them joke gadgets of his. We caught him by surprise.
Not bad, eh, Joker? You got more loot here than any other place in town. We rob you, we run no risks. No Batman and Robin to worry about.
Unnoticed, the Joker's hands slide toward his utility belt. Pick out a pair of small pills which he ignites with a cigarette lighter. And a moment later...
Look out! Snakes! Ugly monsters!
I'll just take those guns, gentlemen, and ring for some of my boys.
Soon after.
Oh, ho, ho. Too bad you didn't know I had a utility belt, too. Ha, ha. And what an auspicious beginning for my belt. Ho, ho, ho.
Gee, they sure look real, Joker. It's terrific how they can explode out of those little pills you carry.
Next evening, in the palatial home of millionaire Bruce Wayne and his ward, Dick Grayson.
Boy, this model is a beauty, Bruce. As chief stockholder of the steamship line, you can be proud of your new ship.
I am. And I'm also proud that Batman and Robin were selected to christen the SS Gotham at its launching ceremony next month.
All at once, an eerie beam stabs through the sky. The Bat Signal.
Speaking of Batman and Robin, looks like we're wanted right now.
Right. And I shouldn't be surprised if our friend the Joker were the reason.
A quick change of costume, and Batman and Robin rush to police headquarters.
The Joker, Batman. He's looted the box office at the Civic Opera.
Then we're going to the opera, too.
Meanwhile, as the Joker flees backstage at the opera,
I blundered. Too many cops and guards. They probably guessed I, the great clown that I am, couldn't resist an opera like Pagliacci.
Then, as the Joker runs into a dead end and is captured...
They're unarmed. Put the cuffs on the Joker, Mac. He'll pull no more tricks on us.
I've still got a chance. Thanks to my utility belt, I'll make believe I'm hitching up my trousers.
As the policeman grabs the Joker's hands, ready to slip on the handcuffs...
Ouch! Hey, what's going on?
Just the diversion I needed. Get going, men. We've thrown them off guard.
Then, as the Joker and his men make good their escape...
My utility belt pays off again. I find it very useful.
The sign on the building reads, Stage Door.
A hand buzzer. Boy, it sure startled that cop.
And when Batman and Robin hear the story at the opera house...
He didn't have that buzzer on while we were chasing him. He pulled it out of somewhere at the very last moment.
Hmm. Looks like the Joker has a new angle, Robin. I expect we'll be seeing some more of it.
Later.
You know something, boss? You never did show us all the stuff you got in that belt. How about it?
Certainly, boy, certainly. Come, I've got a large cross-section diagram of it upstairs.
And this is what the crime clown shows his men. The Joker's utility belt.
Hand buzzer, snake pellets, sneezing powder capsules, itching powder capsules, water-squirting police badge with bulb and hose attached, false cigarette pack with jumping jack mechanism inside, exploding cigarettes, eyepiece which leaves viewer with a black eye, Mexican jumping beans, flower pellets that burst into bloom, playing cards, small cork.
Your belt is well equipped, Joker, but I still can't figure that cork. How is that going to fix Batman and Robin?
All in good time. You'll see.
And as the days pass, the assorted gimmicks from the Joker's utility belt aid in his madcap crimes.
So millionaire Bronson sent his famous watchdogs after me. Well, I'm not going to the dogs just yet.
Kerchoo! Kerchoo!
That sure was quick thinking, boss. Pulling that sneezing powder out of your utility belt.
You're just a rookie. You could have been a hero. You captured me all by yourself. But you couldn't resist staring at the badge I slipped onto my lapel. I'm being chased, but now to leave a false scent. These Mexican jumping beans will make just enough noise on this drum. The cops will close in on the orchestra pit, and I'll be miles away.
That evening, Gotham Gazette, Joker's utility belt plague city. Crime clown steals leaf from Batman's book. Artist's conception of both utility belts. The battle of the belts has begun. Which will win? And in the Batcave crime lab?
Nothing on this jumping bean that would lead us to the Joker's hideout. It's void of clues.
Robin, listen to this. Professor J.J. Laffwell returned home tonight from an African expedition with a priceless collection of rare native masks. Laffwell. Wouldn't that name inspire the Joker?
An hour later, in Professor Laffwell's private studio.
There he is, Robin. We were right.
Ah, Batman. Now to have some fun, if everything works out.
And once more, the deadly enemies of Gotham City clash in hand-to-hand combat.
This is one time your utility belt isn't going to save you, Joker.
Yours won't be much help either, I dare say.
Suddenly, the agile crime jester wriggles from Batman's grasp, and then...
Hold it, Robin. This has gone far enough. Time to show what a utility belt can do. Prepare for gas.
Quickly, Batman seizes his gas pellets, hurls them through the air. But then, before his amazed eyes...
Batman, did you see that? Those gas pellets burst into flowers.
Ho, ho! I never thought you'd throw me bouquets, Batman.
His gas pellets gone, Batman frantically hurls his smoke pellets. But more amazement.
Robin, those were my smoke pellets. But look, they've burst into flags. I don't understand.
The flags read, Poor Batman. Fooey on Robin. Fooey on Batman. Hurrah for the Joker.
Ho, ho, ho. I've never had so much fun.
Suddenly, the Joker darts for a dark corner. And as Batman fishes for his powerful utility belt flashlight...
This is too much. A jack-in-the-box.
But how? How could the Joker tamper with your utility belt?
And then, as the simple answer comes to the dynamic duo...
Look, this isn't my belt, but a clever imitation which fitted right over mine. The Joker must have slipped it on me while we were struggling.
No wonder everything went haywire. Well, it's too late now. The Joker's gone.
Later.
I'm afraid we were made to look like fools, Robin. But at least we gained one objective. We prevented another Joker crime.
Right. It's small consolation, but at least it's something.
A few days later.
Men, the day we have been waiting for is almost here. The day when this cork marks the downfall of Batman and Robin. Ho, ho. Batman is clever. But so am I. I know the only way I can defeat him is to catch him off guard. This cork will do that. As the cork in the champagne bottle with which Batman will launch the SS Gotham tomorrow.
And that evening, in the offices of the Gotham Steamship Company.
Finished, Joker. We put your cork in the champagne bottle, resealed it with wax. Now what?
Now we put the bottle back where we found it. Tomorrow, when Batman flings it against the prow of the ship, paralyzing gas will escape from that cork. It will be simple to whisk Batman and Robin off.
Next day, with the launching ceremonies about to begin.
Here's the bottle, Batman. We should be ready in a few minutes.
Thank you. That's funny. Robin, notice the color of the wax. It hasn't faded at all. Yet this is 1936 champagne, and paraffin wax is known to discolor with age.
Which means that bottle may have been tampered with and resealed. We'd better not take chances. I'll get another one.
Soon after.
Worse luck. That sharp-eyed Batman must have spotted something. They've changed bottles. All my planning has failed.
Then, as the great ship is launched...
And I name you...
the SS Gotham.
Hurrah! Bon voyage! Good luck!
Suddenly, an unexpected development.
I want to have fun too. Hurrah!
She took the original bottle and threw it. And look, some sort of gas.
What a lucky break. Oh, come on, men.
Before the vaunted lawmen can take any precautions, they are struck by the powerful gas. And as the Joker takes advantage of the confusion...
Help!
Gas!
Cough! Hurry, men. I can't wait to get back to the hideout with our prizes. I must dream up a special fate for these two.
And later at the Joker's hideout, that special fate is ready for the two captured crime fighters.
Now that I've won the battle of the utility belts, I've got another belt for you, Batman. A conveyor belt.
What a gag. Once they're on that belt, they'll run themselves ragged trying to prevent being dragged into the fire.
Let's see how Robin runs first. Start the motor. Start the belt moving.
The fiend.
I get a terrific belt out of this.
Poor kid. I've got to strip that motor. The Joker's utility belt. If I can just slip my hand inside it without being seen.
Batman's staring at the Joker's utility belt. How can that silly bag of tricks be of any help?
Unnoticed, Batman's deft fingers slip into a compartment of the Joker's utility belt. A moment later...
The snake pellets. Now to propel them the way a child propels a marble. The motor's heat should produce the snakes.
In the next moment...
Now, Robin, leap clear!
My belt! Batman's grabbed my belt!
What in the world? Your trick snakes, Joker. They fouled up the gears. Stop the motor.
And then, as Batman ransacks the Joker's belt, pandemonium breaks out.
Curfew!
Sneezing powder!
Ah, my eye!
I can't stand it. Itching powder all over me.
Give me that squirting badge, Batman. I've got an idea. Nice of your conveyor belt motor to have a full cup of oil, Joker. Makes everything run so smoothly.
Gasp. Can't see.
Hold him, Robin. I'll have this conveyor belt loose in a jiffy.
A second later.
Wow, this is the biggest catch we ever hauled in.
I always say one good belt deserves another. That makes the picture perfect. You'll be the hit of the flower show, Joker. If they have one in the state penitentiary.
You know something, Joker? You have a fine utility belt. Without it, we might never have captured you.
And later, at police headquarters...
Here he is, Commissioner. Your old friend, the Joker. Seems he didn't know how useful his utility belt could be.
Belts, belts. I've had enough with belts. All I want to do is forget them.
That's too bad, Joker. You see... I've already recommended that you be made foreman at the belt factory in the prison. We need a man with your experience.
Oh, no!
The end.